Although we have learned before that if somebody brings Maaseh Sheni produce into Yerushalayim, then he is forbidden to redeem it after that, when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, which is Tomei, since it can't be eaten, it has to be redeemed. And it's learned from a pasuk that indeed one is allowed to redeem Maaseh Sheni, which is Tomei, even once it has been brought into Yerushalayim. Now before we learn this Mishnah, we need to understand a couple of rules with regards to Tumah. There are different levels of Tumah. The most severe level of Tumah is called Avia Vesa Tumah, which literally means the grandfather Tumah, and that is a dead body. Something or someone who touches a dead body becomes an Av HaTumah, and there are also other things which begin as an Av HaTumah, for example, a dead insect or a dead animal. Those would be an Av HaTumah. And then if something touches that, it becomes a Rishon LaTumah, a first degree removed from the original Av HaTumah. Now after that, if an object touches a Rishon LaTumah, it does not become Tomei. However, if food touches a Rishon LaTumah, then it does become Tomei. It becomes Tomei as a Sheni LaTumah, a second degree removed from the Av HaTumah. After that, if regular food touches a Sheni LaTumah, it does not become Tomei. However, if Truma or Korbanos touch a Sheni LaTumah, then they do become Tomei as a Shlishi LaTumah, a third degree removed from the Av HaTumah. And then Korbanos can also become a Revi LaTumah, which is 4 degrees removed from the original Av HaTumah. Be it as it may, in general, we refer to a Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and Revi LaTumah. All of those different levels, which are not the Av HaTumah itself, we refer to those as Vlad HaTumah, which literally means the child Tumah, and it refers to a Tumah which is less severe, less impure, than an Av HaTumah. Now, when our Mishnah is going to refer to a Vlad HaTumah, it only refers to something which is Tomei only midrabanon. There are lots of examples where something can be Tomei only midrabanon. And when our Mishnah refers to Vlad HaTumah, in this context, it really just refers to a Tumah which is only midrabanon. So says the Mishnah, Maaseh Sheni shenichnas l'Yerushalayim, if Maaseh Sheni produce which was brought into Yerushalayim v'nitma, it became Tomei bein shenitma b'Av HaTumah, whether it became Tomei from an Av HaTumah, and therefore it itself became a Rishon LaTumah, 1 degree after Av HaTumah, bein shenitma b'Vlad HaTumah, or whether it itself became Tomei from a Vlad HaTumah, so it became, let's say, a Sheni LaTumah, for example, by touching a Rishon LaTumah, bein bifnim, whether it became Tomei inside of Yerushalayim after it was brought in. Bein bachutz, whether it became Tomei even before he brought it into Yerushalayim. Beis shama'im and beis shama'i say, yepodeh, it should be redeemed onto money, so the money will have the status of Maaseh Sheni, and the food will now be chulin. So if the food is now chulin, then you would think that you're able to now take that outside of Yerushalayim and eat it anywhere you like, because it's no longer Maaseh Sheni. However, the Mishnah says that ve'ochel kol bifnim, you have to eat it all inside of Yerushalayim. And the reason for this is because if people see you taking this produce out of Yerushalayim, they won't know that it's now chulin. They'll think it's Maaseh Sheni like it always was. And they'll see you taking out Maaseh Sheni from Yerushalayim, and they'll think that's permitted, even with regular Maaseh Sheni. So they might come to take their regular Maaseh Sheni out of Yerushalayim, which of course is not allowed. So to prevent other people thinking that and violating this Avera, one needs to eat that chulin inside of Yerushalayim. However, there's an exception, and that is chutz mishenitma ba'av HaTumah bachutz, except for Maaseh Sheni, which had already become Tomei from an Av HaTumah outside of Yerushalayim before it was brought into Yerushalayim. Because in that case, since it's a severe Tumah, it's a very high-level Tumah, and it was brought in like that, so anybody who knows this is Maaseh Sheni in the first place also knows that it's Tomei. It will become known because this is a high level of Tumah. Which means that if people see you taking it out, they'll figure that you redeemed it because they'll know that it was originally Tomei, and therefore there's no concern of people copying you even with regards to regular Maaseh Sheni. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. However, Beis Hillel hold that we're not concerned of people assuming that you're taking out regular Maaseh Sheni produce. And therefore, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, HaKloy Podo Be'ochel Bachutz. All Maaseh Sheni which is Tomei can be redeemed and eaten outside of Yerushalayim, and we are not concerned that people will come to eat any Maaseh Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. However, Beis Hillel also have an exception, and that is Chutz Mishenitma B'Vlad HaTumah Bifnim, except for Maaseh Sheni which only became Tomei as a low-level Vlad HaTumah Midrabanon after it was brought into Yerushalayim. Because since this is such a low-level Tumah, and it's only Midrabanon, so on a Torah level, that's just regular Maaseh Sheni. So obviously you can't take that outside of Yerushalayim, Midoraisa, just like you can't take regular Maaseh Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And therefore, although you're allowed to redeem it, you need to eat it inside of Yerushalayim, since it's very similar to regular Maaseh Sheni. Mishnah Yud, we've seen earlier on in the Masechta that if somebody redeems Maaseh Sheni produce onto money and then uses that money to buy other produce outside of Yerushalayim. So in such a situation, he is not allowed to redeem that produce back onto money, because you can only redeem the original produce onto money. But once you've done that and you've spent the money, redemption done, and you cannot redeem that produce again. The focus of our Mishnah is somebody who redeemed that exchange produce onto money, and then spent the money, let's say, in Yerushalayim. The question is, can he redeem that produce since it's in Yerushalayim, or not? So the Mishnah says, Halakor b'chesed ma'is sheni shenitmo. Produce which is bought with ma'is sheni money, and then the produce became tomei. So according to the Tanakama, yipode. Just like in the previous Mishnah, with ma'is sheni itself, the original ma'is sheni which becomes tomei, it's redeemed, so too over here. He's allowed to redeem it. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, yikover, it needs to be buried, because you can't eat tomei ma'is sheni. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to redeem it either, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, once ma'aser sheni has been redeemed once onto money, it can never be redeemed back onto money again. It's learned from a pasuk. It says v'tzaito hakesef. It calls the money, which implies that it's specific money, so it only applies to the first money onto which the ma'aser sheni is redeemed. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and now they argue it out. Omre Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachom says Rabbi Yehuda, Umoy Ma'is Sheni Atzmei Shenitma. If the halacha is that with the original Ma'is Sheni, when it becomes Tomei, Harehu Nifte, it can be redeemed, surely all the more so halakuach b'chesed Ma'is Sheni Shenitma, that which is bought with Ma'is Sheni money, and then becomes Tomei, so that's not even the original Ma'is Sheni. So surely the halacha should be more lenient, and therefore in Adin Sheyipodeh. Is it not all the more so? Is it not a kal v'chomer that it should be able to be redeemed? The word din in Mishnais usually means a kal v'chomer. So again, the Chachom says to Rabbi Yehuda, if the original Ma'is Sheni can be redeemed, then all the more so that which is bought with Ma'is Sheni money should be able to be redeemed. However, Omar Lahem, Rabbi Yehuda said back to them, that's not a kal v'chomer, because we find that the halacha is, in fact, that the halachas of redeeming Ma'is Sheni are more strict with regards to that which is bought with Ma'is Sheni. So Rabbi Yehuda says, loy. That is not the case, because in an item of Ma'is Sheni Atzmai, if you say with regards to Ma'is Sheni itself that it can be redeemed, that's because Shekein Hu Nifte Batohar B'Richuk Makayim. Because when it comes to redeeming regular Tohar Ma'is Sheni, you're allowed to redeem it even from a faraway place, which means really outside of Yerushalayim. And that's the regular concept of redeeming, that one is allowed to redeem Ma'is Sheni onto money. But if that's the case, Tomei B'Lakoach B'Chesed Ma'isa, would you say the same thing with that which is bought with Ma'is Sheni money? She'ein Nifta B'Tohar B'Richuk Makayim. The halacha is that outside of Yerushalayim, before it's got there, you can't redeem it again. As we explained at the beginning of the Mishnah, that everybody agrees that if you redeem Ma'is Sheni onto money and then use that money to buy other produce, that you can't then redeem that produce onto money again outside of Yerushalayim. So we see that it is sort of more difficult, and we're more strict with regards to redeeming that which is bought with Ma'is Sheni, and therefore so too over here, says Rabbi Yehuda, in a case where Ma'is Sheni becomes Tomei, only if it's the original Ma'is Sheni can it be redeemed, but if it itself was redeemed from money, which was itself redeemed from Ma'is Sheni originally, then it cannot be redeemed. Mishud Aleph, continuing the discussion as to what can or cannot be redeemed, the Mishnah tells us, Tzvi Shlekochei B'Kesef Ma'isa, a deer or any animal which was bought with the Ma'is Sheni money, Vomeis, then it died. And it died a natural death, so it was not slaughtered, which means that a human is not allowed to eat that animal. Even if it were Chulin, one cannot eat an animal which dies naturally. And because of that, if you were to redeem it, then you'd be left with an animal which can't be eaten, so you would need to feed it to the animals. However, according to the Tanakhama, we have a rule that in Poidim HaSakotchim La'achilon La'klovim, one is not allowed to redeem something holy only in order to feed that to dogs or to animals. It's considered a bit of a disgrace to go through this whole process of redemption and then to feed that food which was originally holy to dogs. And therefore, since you can't redeem it, and at the same time you can't eat it because it's Tomei Ma'is Sheni, the only solution is you need to bury it together with its skin. The entire animal needs to be buried. However, Rabbi Shimon says, you can redeem it because he does not consider it to be a disgrace to redeem it only to feed it to the animals, because once it's been redeemed, it has no holiness to it anymore. So you can just feed it to the animals. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to something which was bought with Ma'is Sheni money and then became Tomei, whether it can be redeemed. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it cannot be redeemed. We're going to see a similar case, but in this case, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it can be redeemed. And that is if the thing which you bought was an alive animal, a kochei chai. If you used Ma'is Sheni money to buy a live animal, ushchote, and then he slaughtered it, and after slaughtering it, v'nitmo, it became Tomei. So in this case, everybody agrees that it can be redeemed. Firstly, once it's redeemed, it can be eaten by an ant, by a human, because it was slaughtered. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who in the previous Mishnah held that you can't redeem it, over here you can, and the reason for this is as follows. The Torah says that if you are far away from Yerushalayim, and so it's very difficult for you to transport the produce, let's say, to Yerushalayim, then you can redeem it. So it's clear that the reason why you're redeeming it is because it's difficult for you to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So because of that, if you redeem it onto money, and then spend that money on other produce outside of Yerushalayim, you're showing that really you can bring up produce to Yerushalayim. So you wouldn't be able to redeem that produce onto money again, because you have physically shown that you're happy for it to be in a state of produce. Now this doesn't apply to an animal, because anyway an animal is easy to transport when it's alive. So since you bought it with Maaseh Sheni money when it was alive, you're not showing that it's easy for you to transport a dead animal. And therefore, once you've slaughtered it and it's now dead, you can redeem that again onto money, because you haven't previously done anything with a dead animal to show that you can transport a dead animal. So because of that, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you can redeem it onto money and bring up the money to Yerushalayim. However, Rabbi Yossi, interestingly, is even more strict than Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah. And Rabbi Yossi says, Yikover, it needs to be redeemed, because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no difference between an animal. At the end of the day, it's still the same animal. So even if originally it was alive and now it's dead, nevertheless, just like with everything, once you've bought produce, once you've bought something with the Maaseh Sheni money, you cannot redeem it subsequently onto money again. Now the Mishnah ends off that the Kochei Shachut, if you use the Maaseh Sheni money, to buy an already slaughtered animal, so that's like buying anything. V'nitma, if it becomes tummy afterwards, and Harihu Kapedres, it's like buying regular produce, which we had a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah. Because like we explained, if you bought it when it was already dead, so of course a dead animal is hard to transport. So by buying it again, you're showing that it's not hard to transport, and it's considered just like regular produce, and therefore you would not be able to redeem it according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Mishnah Yud Beis, towards the beginning of the Masechta, we learned a little bit about barrels of wine, or bottles of wine, which are sold, and whether the barrels themselves gain Maaseh Sheni status if the wine which is in the barrels is Maaseh Sheni wine. And the consequence of that would be that you'd need to redeem the barrel onto money or onto produce, and treat that as Maaseh Sheni. So this Mishnah goes into further details, and it tells us that Hamashal Kan Kanan Maaseh Sheni, one who lends barrels for Maaseh Sheni, so he sets aside barrels, or kankanim are actually jugs, or bottles of wine, to fill up these bottles with Maaseh Sheni wine. So he pours Maaseh Sheni wine, which is already Maaseh Sheni, into these bottles, says the Mishnah, Afal Pisha Gofan, even if he seals the bottles of wine, even if he closes them properly, Lekona Maisa, the containers do not become Maaseh Sheni themselves, because they're only holding the wine. And they're not considered to be totally secondary and part of the wine. They don't gain the same status as the wine, and therefore they remain chulin. So the first case of the Mishnah is where he pours Maaseh Sheni wine into the bottles. The next case is Zadaf Lasechan Stam. He pours regular Tevel wine into the barrels, or into the bottles. And then he declares that wine to be Maaseh Sheni. So let's say he separates all of that wine as Maaseh Sheni on behalf of other wine. So if he declares the wine to be Maaseh Sheni Ad Shelo Gofan before he closes the jug, before he closes the bottle, then Lekona Maisa, again, the bottle does not become Maaseh Sheni. It's still not considered secondary to the wine. However, Misha Gofan, if he only declares the wine to be Maaseh Sheni after he closes the jug, so now the wine is literally part of the jug, and the jug is part of the wine. It's considered to be one unit now because the jug is totally closed with wine inside of it. So if you only declare it to be Maaseh Sheni once that has happened, so really you're declaring the entire unit to be Maaseh Sheni, and therefore Kono Maisa, the bottle does gain Maaseh Sheni status. And the third case of the Mishnah is to do with Truma wine, and when the Truma wine gets mixed with Chulin. So you've got this barrel of Truma wine, or this bottle of Truma wine, and lots of other bottles of Chulin wine. Now in general, if Truma is mixed with Chulin, and you're not sure which one is the Truma, then if there is 100 times more chulin than truma, then the truma is bottle, it's nullified, and the entire mixture is considered permitted even for non-Kohanim. Now what happens if you've got this bottle of truma wine, and it's in a mixture of 100 other chulin bottles? Says the Mishnah, Ad Shelo Gofan, if it gets mixed together, meaning not that the wine is mixed together, but the bottles are mixed together, you're not sure which is the truma bottle, if that occurs before you close the truma bottle, then Ulis Be'echad Umeya, the truma bottle would be nullified 1 in 100. as is the regular law with regards to trimmer mixed with chulin. However, says the Mishnah, Umishagafan, once you have closed the trimmer bottle of wine, then Mekadjes b'chol shehein, it would forbid the entire mixture, however many chulin barrels there are. Even if there are, let's say, 1,000 chulin bottles, they will all be forbidden for karnim. And the reason for this is because trimmer cannot be nullified in a chulin mixture if the trimmer is considered something significant, something of importance. Now, if wine is in a closed bottle, that gives it a certain level of significance. For example, if you were to sell a closed bottles of wine, you would sell a very specific amount. You wouldn't sell it in approximation. So because this bottle of wine has extra significance now, it cannot be nullified in a mixture. Even if there are 1,000 other chulin bottles, it would not become nullified. Okay, and now the Mishnah goes on to discuss tevel wine, which is in bottles, and you want to separate truma from the tevel wine. So achaloi gofan, before you have closed the bottles, turme achas alakol. You can separate truma from one of the bottles, from the wine in one of the bottles, on behalf of all of the wine. You just separate extra truma from one bottle, and that will cover you for all of the bottles. And you can do this because since none of the bottles are closed, we consider them all to be part of the same mixture, really. They're all part of the same wine, and so wine of one bottle can be separated on behalf of all of the wine. However, once you close the bottles, then turme kolachas v'achas, you need to separate a little bit of wine from each bottle. You can't separate a lot of wine from one bottle, because now they're considered their own entities in and of themselves, since they are all closed.